Hello and good morning, listeners. It's the 29th of November and you're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. Good morning. How's Wednesday morning treating you people? Are you guys happier than you were yesterday? Or has it been the same? Nothing wrong in either. On the 29th of November, North Korea resumed ballistic missile tests. A bombshell letter derailed the Uber Waymo trailer. Uber's having more issues to deal with. More revelations resurfacing. WeWork added Meetup to its rapidly growing roster. WeWork's been growing at a massive rate and now can be compared to Uber and Airbnb with valuation of $20 billion. We'll discuss that. Bangladesh approves 1,800 rupee crore island for Rohingyas. And Ivanka Trump hails Prime Minister Narendra Modi's journey from tea seller to Prime Minister. The tea seller card is being used so often. We will see what Ivanka actually discussed about it. First piece on the news is North Korea resumed ballistic missile tests. Undeterred by Donald Trump's bluster, United Nations sanctions and Chinese pressure, Kim Jong-un's regime launched an intercontinental missile, its 20th test of the year, after a two-month pause. The exact trajectory has not been disclosed, but it landed within 200 miles of the Japanese coast. So yes, Kim Jong-un is not stopping. Nothing can deter him. Not Trump, not China, not the UN sanctions. He's all about launching missiles. In fact, there was a two-month silence, so people thought that Kim Jong-un's finally, you know, come around and he isn't launching more missiles, nor threatening the rest of the world. But apparently, it was bad weather, very blustery weather, which was not really conducive for missile launches. And that's the reason why he didn't launch missiles, and not for any other reason. Kim Jong never disappoints. Next piece of the news, a bombshell letter derailed the Uber Waymo trail. U.S. prosecutors shared a letter from a former Uber employee documenting the existence of a hush-hush unit charged with stealing trade secrets from competitors. The judge accused Uber of withholding evidence and delayed the trial in a billion-dollar lawsuit filed by Waymo for the alleged theft of autonomous vehicle technology. So, not new news for Uber. Multiple sexual harassment claims, multiple felony claims, multiple spying claims as well. So, this just adds to the list. And Uber and Waymo had the hearing scheduled on the 4th of December, but that's now postponed in light of new evidence. WeWork, the co-working startup which has $760 million in new funding and a $20 billion valuation, is buying Meetup, which is a site known for bringing enthusiasts together offline. Meetup has just sold itself to the poster child of hypergrowth, WeWork, and WeWork has raised $4.4 billion from SoftBank's humongous Vision Fund and is now valued at close to $20 billion, putting it in league with Uber and Airbnb as one of the most highly valued private US tech startups. So yes, watch out for WeWork. Their main product is co-working spaces and getting people together and change the way things work at a workplace. So revolutionize the way you work is what they run their campaign on. Next piece on the news is Bangladesh approving 1,800 crore rupees island for Rohingyas. Bangladesh has approved 1,800 crore to transform the Bashanchar Island into a temporary camp for Rohingya refugees, despite warnings that the island could be inundated by floods. The camp will house nearly 1 lakh refugees, officials said. This comes after Bangladesh and Myanmar signed a deal for the repatriation for refugees who fled to Bangladesh. We've been discussing how the refugees are going to go back to Myanmar, but this is an arrangement for those who probably don't want to go back, or at least for the time that they are in Bangladesh and feel fully confident and secure about returning to Bangladesh. They need a place to stay. Returning to Myanmar. They need a place to stay in Bangladesh till they find their way back to Myanmar, and this is an effort to keep them comfortable. Last piece on the news is about Ivanka Trump hailing Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his journey from tea seller to Prime Minister. during her address at the Global Entrepreneurship Summit in Hyderabad on Tuesday. US President Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka hailed PM Narendra Modi's journey from a tea seller to his election in 2014, saying he proved transformational change is possible. She also praised him for working towards building India as a thriving economy, a beacon of democracy and a symbol of hope. In fact, Narendra Modi and Ivanka Trump spent a lot of time yesterday discussing things, and he's also hosting her in the Taj Hotel for a dinner, which has a bunch of elite guests and celebrities attending the event. So lots happening while Ivanka is here. Also the messy cleanup, which we discussed yesterday. People are being really given houses, good clothes to wear, so there is no begging. They just want to present a really good picture of India, but the cleanup has been very messy and hurried, so that's very questionable. Ivanka's Trump has brought in a temporary cleanliness in Hyderabad, is what the news is. With our piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go on the 29th of November. You guys have a great morning, a great rest of the day. In the background, I'm leaving you with a Parasail by Silent Partner.